This podcast is brought to you by lineupmedia.fm. It's time to step up to the plate with Jim, Steve, Fish, and former two-time Gold Glover World Series champion, Benji Molina.
A swing and a miss, and that's the winner! That's the winner! A World Series winner for the Cardinals!
Ranger, that is! In the left field, December 3000, a run is scored!
Smith courts one into right down the line. It may go! Go crazy, folks! Go crazy!
A high pop ball! The Clover's there! The Cardinals won the pennant! The Cardinals won the pennant! The Cardinals won the pennant!
Breeze hits it in the air to center. We will see you tomorrow night.
Swing and a miss! The Cardinals are world champions for 2006.
In the air to left, well hit. Back is Craig. What a team. What a ride. The Cardinals are world champs in 2011.
Hello, Cardinal fans. Welcome to the Monday morning edition of Two Birds on a Bat, your St. Louis Cardinals fan podcast, brought to you from the Patio Studios, as always, the original party place for Cardinal baseball, Patios. And as always, brought to you by InnovativeCompanies.com. Whether it's construction, heating and cooling, electric, or plumbing work that you need done, and then whether it's residential, commercial, industrial, doesn't matter, our man Randy Green's got you covered. 35 years experience, second generation craftsman. More importantly, man of his word. If he shakes your hand, it still means something to him. Check him out today, Randy Green with InnovatedCompanies.com. Well, folks, only had the one show last week coming off the holiday. Not a lot going on right now anyway, and I think fans are getting a little frustrated. So we're going to talk a little bit about the offseason today and where we're at and, you know, is this the calm before the storm? If I'm going to ask anybody if they think this is the calm before the storm, I'm going to ask my buddy on the M4byYachty.com hotline, the one, the only, Benji Molina. What's going on, pal?
What's going on, guys? I'm doing great, man. I'm doing good, dealing with something here with my daughter, but I'm good, man, seriously.
Well, first and foremost, that's we want to know how she's doing. Give our listeners have kind of been following along, and you know, they were so happy to see that she had been able to deal with the issue. But at the same time, you know, she's got a long road ahead. Just give our listeners a quick update how your daughter's doing.
No, she's hanging in there, man. She's not great, you know, like great. But she's hanging in there, man. She's tough. She had surgery, but now she's dealing with a stomach pain, which is really difficult, and it's not common after the surgery. That's why we're having a little trouble with her. But she's doing better, man, and she'll be fine. We'll be there for her, you know, all this time. We'll be there, man. She'll be fine.
Yeah, you're not going anywhere, that's for sure, and she knows she's got a great support system in you guys. It's hard to watch your kid go through stuff, man, I think for any parent. I think we all know, you know, what that's like, but I know our thoughts are and prayers are with you, and I know a lot of great fans out there that you've connected with are all thinking about you, and it's great to see the support from all Cardinal fans everywhere. So make sure you let her know today that everybody's behind her, and we know she'll get better. That'd be good for her.
Yes, no, I know, man. Just to know that you guys, we had all the good support from all the people, man. I mean, I'm so excited, so happy that. Like you said, we have that support, which is very, very important, buddy. Very, very important.
Well, you know, as you take your mind off it for just a little while, man, we're in that part of the off season where it just nothing's really happening. There's been a few small type things happen, but it's kind of the calm before the storm, as I just mentioned. And, you know, I'm sure from a player's end, is this about the time you guys, as a player, if you're a free agent, you probably start getting a little antsy about right now? Thanksgiving's over. You got GM meetings coming up or winter meetings. It's got to be about that time for players to start going, okay, it's time for me to figure out where I'm going to be. So Cardinal fans as well, I'm sure, are like, who are we going to have? And You know, they've talked a big game in the front office. They're going to make some changes. Do you anticipate things starting to fire up now that we're past Thanksgiving?
Yes, yes. You want to have your team set up by Christmas. That way you can be making plans and all your players can be working out happily, you know, and knowing that you're going to be part of a team like that. You know, you don't have to worry about the free agency anymore. And yes, we should start seeing more and more changes right now.
If if the Cardinals were to make a big splash, a lot of people are saying that there's a lot of moving parts for all this kind of stuff, trades, free agency. It's always a chicken and egg thing with me when it comes to this stuff. When you have two players out there like Manny Machado, like Bryce Harper, they tend to slow the market down. People are kind of waiting. Now, the thing that I always find interesting is there's only realistically a few teams who have any chance at all of signing these guys, right? Not believe me, more could sign them if they wanted, but, you know, there's a variety of reasons why. Some people just aren't going to spend the money. Some people don't have the need, although I'd say you have a need for either one of those two at any time. That's how really good teams become great. That being said, the market gets bogged down because some of the guys behind them, those quote-unquote really good players that you would label in this market second tier, well, they're waiting to see, because the minute those two guys sign, they become more valuable. Their market price goes up because, you know, well, you didn't get the guy you wanted. Well, here I am. So now you're in on me along with the teams that were normally in on me. So, you know, it's just a matter. This is just business. And this is, you know, this is where we're at. I think, you know, the other thing, too, is how these teams are approaching the older free agents. The guys that are 32, the guys that are 31, guys that are not, they're not dumb anymore. The players see this. They know where this market is heading, so they're trying to get the longest deal for the most money they can, because they know that the last thing they want to do is be a free agent again at 34. So, you know, they want an extra year or two of financial and location security. So there's a lot of stuff playing into this, and I don't know that we had some of these issues as early as a few years ago, because it wasn't that big a deal a few years ago to sign a 31-year-old free agent to a 4 or 5 year deal. And now it seems like everybody's freaking out about 3 year deals for 32-year-old guys. So this market, I'm not quite sure where this is going to go, but there's some real talented players that could help us. So do you think the Cardinals kind of are part of this, though? Like, since they're in on these big guys, they're as much a part of this market as anybody, wouldn't you say?
I think they should be. What do you think? I think their bullpen needs to be fixed up a little. I'm not saying that the young guys didn't do a good job. I don't want people to misunderstand what I'm saying. What I mean by the bullpen, and I said it many times, but what I mean by that is we have to find the guys that do the job when it's needed, when we are winning. Those are the guys who need to stay there, and they're going to make a difference. That's all I'm saying. So if you see that, those guys that are out there, and I'm the Cardinals needing some of that, I'm jumping on, man. I'm jumping on those guys right away before they go, unless the Cardinals, and this could happen, Jimbo. This could happen. Unless the Cardinals believe they are okay in the bullpen, and they just go for the bat. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
Because that
sure
could happen. And the other way around. They could think in their head, I don't know in what head, but in their head they could be thinking, we're good with the offense. We need bullpen. So it could go either way. We don't know what they're thinking. We don't know how they're thinking, how they're going to approach. We're just giving the fans a perspective of we don't want to lose those games that are in the sixth inning and we're winning. And the bat that we need, right? So we don't know what they're thinking, but I'm sure they need to go after somebody and improve their team. If they want to compete with the Cubs and Milwaukee, Pittsburgh, Cincinnati in the division, if they want to compete, they need more guys.
Yeah, it's going to be an interesting look for the St. Louis Cardinals, only because, I mean, I truly think that if anybody's going to improve, they're going to need to make changes that involve what I would believe are top tier players. You know, I do believe there's teams out there that are loaded with young talent and teams that have established talent. We're kind of in that middle of the pack thing. Like, you know, we've got some good young pitching. We've got some players that you like. You know, a lot of people like Harrison Bader a lot. You know, people like Colton Wong. People like Paul DeJong. You know, you've got young players. Obviously, you have Yadi. I mean, you know, Yadi and Matt Carpenter aren't going anywhere. I know people want to trade Matt Carpenter, but they're just not going to do it. And there's a lot of reasons why. You know, you've got Marcell Ozuna, who's committed to this offseason to getting healthy and coming back, and you expect big things. So the Cardinals have what I believe to be a solid base that they could add a piece or two. And I think they're set up to be pretty darn good next year. The problem is, will the Cardinals add another complementary piece like they already have in a numerous amount of players? Or will they say, you know what, it's time? Now, we're going to look at both scenarios here in just a second and see where we fall and how it may shape out and what the pitfalls and what the positives are from both sides. Before we do that, we want to remind you to check us out. We are Two Birds on a Bat, so check us out, Two Birds on a Bat. .com. That's our website. You can subscribe to the show. It's free. And you can also do your shopping. It's Christmas season. A lot of you guys are doing that. If you go to twobirdsonabat.com and click Amazon, we get a very small referral. Doesn't cost you anything. You're done with us. Takes care of our producers, Brian Croc and Andrew Allen, for all the work they do behind the scenes. Social media, lots happening there as well. And things are about to get fired up, I'm sure, once the off season gets going with some signings and trades. You can find us at Birds on a Bat Show. Happy to have you guys follow us on Twitter. If you're a Cardinal fan, we're going to follow you back. Our big push is always Facebook. Go to Two Birds on a Bat in the search bar on Facebook. Find our page, like it, comment on it, share it if you can. We would love to have you guys share it. It just helps us reach more people, makes the post more relevant. We get more Cardinal fans involved. And that just does so much for us. Instagram, Two Birds on a Bat Show. Love to have you guys be a part of it there. And again, lineupmedia.fm houses the podcast. We're happy to be part of their network. They now have the new streaming platform, Yo Radio, which we're happy to be a part of as well. We would love you guys to download it. It's free on your mobile device. Download it today. The new version's out. You're going to love it. Trust me on this. It's tremendous. You guys, new stations popping up every day. To our partners, thank you. Missouri Gators, GatorsBaseballAcademy.com for continued work this offseason for your young player that wants to get better. Missouri Gators, Illinois Gators, Gators Baseball Academy, their prep division as well. Their four-pillar system is second to none. You guys are going to want to get over there and check out their facilities, which are fantastic. And, again, to learn more about it, just go to GatorsBaseballAcademy.com. Our partners at Adam Smokehouse, we thank them for their continued support. Watson Road, best barbecue in St. Louis, folks. Closed on Mondays, but on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays, open till 7. You guys will absolutely enjoy the barbecue. It's a holiday season, lots of parties. Check them out for their catering options as well. And, again, they do deliver if you don't want to get out in the cold and want to get some barbecue. That's Adam Smokehouse on Watson Road. Okay. So, Benji, as I look at this thing and I say, okay, how can this shake out? The St. Louis Cardinals could make a number of additions. I don't think any addition they make of anything we're hearing doesn't make them better. If we were to get Paul Goldschmidt, and Zach Greinke, I think we'd be better. If we were to get Andrew Miller, we'd be better. I know if we were to get Josh Donaldson, we'd be better. Okay, Bryce Harper, Manny Machado, we'd be better. All these options make us better. Okay, but my question to you is this, and this is what it really comes down to. Are the Cardinals in a position to take what I call real risk? Now, real risk to me is I love Josh Donaldson. Everybody that's listened to this show, I have wanted Josh Donaldson to be a Cardinal just because I love the guy. I think he's a kind of guy that the fans would love. I think the players would love him. I think he would love St. Louis. I love Josh Donaldson. But can the Cardinals really say, okay, this is the guy we put our eggs in our basket on? Now, I would love to believe he'd play 130 games for us for the next 3 years. Can they really take that chance with not making the playoffs 3 years in a row? Is that a risk you're willing to take?
I wouldn't. I wouldn't just because there's other guys that can help us better than than him, right? That risk that you're talking about. There's better guys out there, but if we don't end up getting those guys, I don't mind getting the risk. Like, I hear another name that I hear is Jackie Brantley. No, I'm sorry. What is his name from Cleveland?
Michael Jimbo. Brantley, yeah.
Michael Brantley. And he, for me, is a stud, but he's also a Josh Donaldson kind of risk.
Same thing, yep.
He's been hurt for so many years. So, and I heard that name flowing around. Now, I heard another one going to the Yankees again is Robinson Cano. Why can't we have Robinson Cano? Because we have Colton Wong at second base. Who would you rather have is the question. Yeah. Do you want – I mean, Robinson Cano is not a bad defender. Colton Wong is better defender. It could be better defender, but Robinson Cano is not a bad defender. But would you rather have Robinson Cano or Colton Wong? Do you rather have Paul DeJong – at third base and have Sean Segura at shortstop? I mean, there's options. Paul Goldschmidt, to me, it's really, really good idea. I don't know how they're going to get him. I don't know who we're going to have to give away. But I'll tell you what, Paul Goldschmidt in our club, it really, really fits that offense, man. He's a stud. He's a really stud. And if we can get in the package Greinke, forget about it, man. That kid can pitch too. But talking about those two guys, holy Moses, man. That will be an amazing, amazing add for the Cardinals. And I hope they do. I hope they add a bat, like you said, Jimbo. But those names, man, those are big names right there. I don't know where they at. I haven't heard anything. Everybody's been quiet lately. I know the Yankees are making a lot of noise because they want to improve their team, and they're not afraid of making changes. They're not afraid of trading people to get their team better, which is the way it should be. You shouldn't be afraid of trading anybody if you want to make your team better to win a World Series, because that should be your goal. Your goal. I read a newspaper deal where they were talking about teams being happy with 3 million fans. Or selling over 3 million tickets or something like that. They're happy. Yeah, they're happy, but they should be happy to win a freaking World Series. That's what it's about, making the team better, spending that money into a better team to win a World Series. That's what's more important. And it's true. I'm down with that, man. That's why I love the Yankees in a way when they go about business, because they go out and get whatever it takes to win it. They haven't won it, but at least they do go out, and they're not afraid of making the team better. They haven't won it because it hasn't happened, but who cares? They have been making – they cannot be mad at the GM or the owner for making the changes. They got to be mad at the player for not winning it. I get it. But, man, Jimbo, you can be mad about a team like the Yankees when they make trades and they try to find a top pre-aging out there all every year to make fans happy. You can't be mad at that.
Yeah, the Yankees are interesting. I was thinking, okay, you just traded for Stanton, and now there's rumors you're thinking about moving him. So I'm sitting here looking at that thing going, okay, how attractive does this look now for somebody? You know, he's a year closer to the opt-out, number one. Number two, if he wanted to, which I don't know that he will. We'll see, but... So you've got that going. Number two, I thought, well, that's crazy. I mean, why would they trade for the guy and give up prospects and then try to get him back? Well, number one, they didn't give away any of their top prospects, and they got rid of Castro and his contract. So if they could trade Stanton and get stuff back for him, it basically was a one-year wash. That would free up a lot of money for them to sign Machado, who I think – with Judge and their outfield depth, I think makes them a better team if that's the only way they can sign Machado. Now, obviously, if they can sign Machado and keep Stanton, man, that's an awfully good team. But
I think it's going to be.
Yeah.
I really do believe so. I really do believe they're going to do that, Jimbo. I really do believe they're going to go after Machado, and they're going to go after Machado hard. They're not just saying it.
Well, the thing that's interesting, and that's the thing. So if you trade Stanton, though, you're right back to where the Miami Marlins were, and that's the fact that he's got a no-trade clause. He's only going to go to a couple different markets. L.A. doesn't have the money to sign Machado. Or is it more they don't have the position? I just, from a team standpoint, spending money. Well, if they wanted to, I think it would put – I don't know. It's interesting. I've wondered if it's a position thing for them where they know how good he is, but they've got Turner, they've got Seager coming back,
and they have a couple guys going into their arbitration, which that thing is going to bump, but they're going to have to let go a lot of people in the Dodgers.
Yeah,
to make room for whoever, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. There would be. There would be a lot of moves going on. But if you look at these things, though, and you say, okay, I'm going to try to do this or I'm going to try to do that, and I honest to goodness look at it and say to myself, hey, how can the Cardinals get involved in any of this when it comes to this type of money if it's an issue? Well, I think the Cardinals, revenue-wise, if you look at the report that came out for – if you look at the report that came out with the Atlanta Braves and the kind of money they make, I mean, doesn't that tell you all you need to know?
Yes. Let's tell people what it really is. They do have the money. It's just that's not an issue. And you've been saying it for how long? I don't know. But you said it a long time, and it's true. We're not saying anything that is not true. They have the money, and they will have the money because those things out there make them the money, and the fans makes them the money. You know, they go out and get 3.4 every single year, 3.4 million fans every year. They have the money. It's just that they probably be thinking, Jimbo, that how are we going to spend it? How are we going to spend this money to make more money? You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The Yankees don't have to – they don't have to care about making the money back. They have their own station. They have their own TV station that makes them billions. The Dodgers, they just signed a $1 billion deal. The Angels, they just signed a $1 billion deal with the station on TV. Well, guess what? Those billions of dollars is what they're using to have the money for the players. And on the other hand, those money that they make on the year, they pocket it, I guess. I don't know. I'm not a GM, but you would think that's what they do when they do these things. They pocket their money. That's how they make their money. So they have the money. It's how they want to invest it on a year basis, right? That's what is more important for them.
Yeah, I think for Cardinal fans, the interesting thing was, is, you know, you're looking at a place that had about a million tickets. If I'm not mistaken, now this is, I can't even find the article now, but basically if you looked at it, the article basically said that compared to the Cardinals, they had a million less ticket sales and they didn't currently have the big local deal that other teams had.
But I bet you anything, Jimbo, that if you sign a Machado, a Harper, and then you go out and let's say you sign Goldsmith and then you sign Greinke or whatever, whoever, and you fix the team and they start winning over the Cubs, winning over the Milwaukee Brewers, which they're not going away. And I bet you anything that the TV stations are going to come up and they're going to want to do the games. They're going to.
Well, that was kind of the point. That was the point.
Yeah.
The Cardinals have this deal already. They're already making this money. Atlanta doesn't even have this money yet. They don't have the extra million in ticket sales. There's no way the Cardinals aren't making more than them. The Cardinals also have outside interests that benefit from the fact that they have a bunch of people show up in Ballpark Village. That's where I'm going with this thing. I think the fans, I said it last year and it didn't work out, but it didn't work out not because the Cardinals weren't willing to do it. See, they were willing to take Stanton last year, and I believe that anybody that runs a good business doesn't allow the business to suffer before they fix a problem that they see. This, in my opinion, has nothing to do with the product on the field. It's got to do with getting people down to the ballpark. I think the Cardinals realized they had a need on and off the field in Stanton last year, and I think that's why they were willing to do that. I think they understand that they have a real need here. I think they understand that their money and their team identifies with the fans, and that's how they make their money. And while, yes, ticket sales are still good, they want people to love the team. They want people to be fanatical. They want people to come down, spend money. And are people doing that? Yes, they are. Could more people do it? Yes. Believe it or not, folks, a whole lot more people could come down there and spend more money with the St. Louis Cardinals. And do you want to make sure that you all of a sudden don't see a downward trend? I mean, what do you think would happen to the St. Louis Cardinals if they didn't have three million fans come or sell 3 million tickets? That would start a downward spiral. See, people would start going see.
And that would get less and less.
That's right. And if you own and operate a business, you don't want to get to that point. The warning signs are there for that right now. And I understand fans saying, well, they're never going to do anything as long as you're right. If they knew for sure that people were going to blindly do this, they would. Things would tell us that that's not the case. And people are like, well, what are you talking about? And I'm like, well, we had a ton of success for 15 straight years. Even the seasons we didn't make the playoffs, it isn't like we went multiple years without making the playoffs very many times. And the Cardinals always had, even in the seasons they didn't have success in getting to the playoffs, they had a good team. Things just didn't work out. Injuries, whatever, right? They still had a good team. They had faces on the team, iconic players on those teams. We don't have that right now.
They need one.
If you fail this offseason, if you fail this, I'm telling you, you're going to continue to alienate the people that make that ultimately pay you. Okay? If you weren't here in the 70s and you weren't here in the late 80s and early 90s and saw what that was like, I'm telling you, they don't want to get back to that point.
Yeah, but let's talk realistically and just tell the fans, do they have what it takes to take on a big contract? And they do.
Sure.
Now, Jimbo, now this is the question, the huge question. Do they believe that? Remember, we always say what we think, right? Now we got to sit here and do the GM, the president, and the ownership, do they believe that they have to do that? You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
It's really, really important for the fans to understand what is the right thing to do for the from us, from the fans. And if, another thing is, what they believe is the right thing to do. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We need to, we hope and we pray that what we are saying is what they're thinking. How's that?
Well, sure.
We hope and we pray, because if they think that they can compete with the Milwaukee Brewers and the Cubs for now, I know the other teams are good too, but for now, if those two teams, they think they can compete with those teams with the same product that they have, including the bullpen, I don't know what to even think on that. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
I don't know.
I will say this.
Hope not.
No, I agree with you. I will say this. Does what I'm saying or does what they do what they know in their heart, does that mean they're going to sign Manny Machado or Bryce Harper? No, it doesn't. Does it even mean they're going to sign Josh Donaldson? No, it does not. Does it mean they're going to trade for Paul Goldschmidt? No, it does not. Here's the thing, and here's what always interests me beyond all of our conversations. There is a combination of players out there that the St. Louis Cardinals could go get that will make us better. I don't know what it is. I know what I see and where I think would be a good fit, and but I don't do this every day for a living and sit there and analyze every player and look at every ounce of data. I don't make phone calls. I don't call so-and-so's ex-teammate or so-and-so's ex-coach and get a report on this guy. I'm not reaching out to people that know his trainer. I'm not. This is what these people do for a living. So there is a combination of players out there that will make the St. Louis Cardinals better. They may be names you and I haven't even discussed.
They might be at least 10 players, including pitchers and position players, 10 players that could make us better this year.
Well,
10.
And that's the thing.
List.
And that's the thing. We don't even know who some of those guys are. They could make a trade tomorrow or sign a guy tomorrow like a Miles Michaelis, and we'd all sit here and go, what is that? What are we doing? So ultimately, the proof will be in the pudding. My issue is this offseason is that I'm not quite sure we can gamble. If you've got a good core and you've got what you feel is a good team, that's when it's time to take a gamble. Now, it's always a gamble. I mean, listen, you could sign Manny Machado, you could sign Bryce Harper, and they could never live up to the contract. That's a
and
gamble.
It might not work out.
That's right. It's an absolute gamble. It's always a gamble. Okay. Everything's a gamble. We've signed guys before and they didn't work out. Okay. We've signed guys and they've worked out. It's always a gamble. But you got to look at your calculated risk.
We said it with Colorado. Remember?
Yeah.
They signed Wade Davis. They signed the other kid.
Brian Shaw.
Brian Shaw. And everybody's like, wow, they stole it from us. But they didn't sign them to fail. They signed him to succeed. They just didn't do their job. So that's out of the question, Jimbo. When you signed a guy to succeed, obviously, and he doesn't work, that's another conversation. So when we sign somebody, it's because we believe he can do the job. It's just signing the right guys. It's what if we sign Andrew Miller and then we sign, let's say, Kimbrough, we end up signing him, and then they don't do the job. Hey, that's on them because they didn't do the job. But we signed them. You cannot be mad at the organization for signing Kimbrell and signing Andrew Miller because those are one of the two guys of the last couple of years. You see what I'm saying?
Sure, you're right.
But we at least have to go out and get better because I really do hope and feel. I feel it, and I hope that they feel it like us, the pressure that the Cubs are getting on us, the pressure that the Milwaukee Brewers are getting on the Cardinal Nation. That's the pressure that Mo and Gersh and the ownership should be feeling right now, right this minute. It's like, how am I going to get this Cardinal team, our team, better? Because the Milwaukee Brewers ain't going anywhere, and the Cubs ain't going nowhere. They're really young. So how the heck do I get my Cardinals to be competing with these guys and get better over the top of these guys? That's what they need to be thinking, Jimbo.
Well, I know there's risk. I just can't get over the fact that I know there's risk. I think you're going to have to take risk if you can. I just think, and we're never going to know for sure. I just think they have to have a pecking order, and that pecking order has to be, we're going to spend money and we're going to go with what we think is the most sure thing first, and then it'll just trickle down. If they don't get Bryce Harper, if they don't get Manny Machado, and I know there's some fans going, Jim, they're not even in on him. Why do you keep saying this? And that's maybe they're not. I don't know. You don't know. Okay. But my point is this, if you're
but
not.
You hope they are.
That's right.
Oh.
If you're not going to do that, then the most next sure thing there, for sure, well, one of the most sure things as a hitter is Paul Goldschmidt. There's no doubt about that. But see, that one has its own risks as well. There's risks with Paul Goldschmidt. There's risks with Josh Donaldson. There's risks with Moustakas. You just start getting into the risks.
When they signed Stanton to New York, everybody thought, including me, everybody thought he was going to hit 70 home runs.
Yeah.
Including me.
Sure.
And look, he ended up hitting 30-something home runs, But most of the year, he was in a slump. So he didn't work out, right? I mean, it did work out because he ended up making them better. I get that. But all I'm saying is, on numbers-wise, it didn't, because they were expecting 60, 65, 70, whatever, and it didn't happen, right? So that's just what it is, man. You sign players to succeed. If Manny Machado signed with the Yankees for a six-year, seven-year deal, and all of a sudden he doesn't do 30 home runs, 100 RBI, then what? You're going to blame the GMs for signing Machado? No, you can't do that, man. That's all I'm saying. We need to take risks. We need to take chances. We need to go after guys. Like I said, Donaldson, he's been hurt. But we pray and hope that he stay healthy if we sign him. And then Andrew Miller, we hope that those knees stay healthy for him so we can have him. Kimber, we hope that he keeps pitching well. Familia, if we can have him, we hope he stay out of trouble and he pitch great for us. Herrera, we hope that he turns the season around and he pitched great for us out of the bullpen. Hicks, we hope that he finds a way to throw, to put less walks on his numbers and put more strikeouts in it, and he can help us win games. See, that's what we hope. We don't know what's going to happen. We just got to put the product on the field and let it work, man. And if it doesn't work, don't blame the ownership. They did whatever it took. But if they don't do anything, that's when you can blame whoever you want.
Well, I think in the end, we're still sitting here with the mindset of they got to do something, because we got to get better. Ultimately, we got to get better. We got to get back in the playoffs. Cardinal fans want it. I think the Cardinals want it too. I have a hard time believing they're not competitive people. I just don't believe that. But we'll see. I mean, it's an interesting offseason in the sense of, I think everybody's waiting for those big dominoes to fall, and people say, well, don't wait around on them. Go do this. Well, the problem is the players themselves are waiting on those guys, because they know. Josh Donaldson knows. Once Manny Machado signs, the people that really wanted him, that didn't get him, now they're in on him, and that raises his price. That's how this works. So, you know, the trade market for Paul Goldschmidt, the players that involve go up after these guys sign. Because, you know, if you wanted a hitter and you didn't get the hitter, well, now he's the hitter that's available in trade. So it's all a domino effect. I'm not sure which one of those two. We're going to talk about that, which one we see signing sooner, Harper or Machado. I've got my theory on this, and we'll talk about that one on Thursday. But I'm going to let you get out of here and go see your daughter. You be safe, and you tell her we're thinking about her, okay, my friend?
You got it, buddy. Thank you so much for all those people that took their time to pray for her. She's already told me a million times that she doesn't feel good, but she's fighting. She's fighting to feel better, and she always wants me to say in the show that she's very thankful for all the prayers.
Well, you're a good man. We all thank you, and we appreciate your family very much, and I'll talk to you on Thursday, my friend.
You got it, buddy. Go Birds.
That is my man, Benji Molina, on the M4byYachty.com hotline. And again, we're all thinking about his daughter, and prayers go out to her as they should. And again, for all of our listeners out there, if you follow him, you know what a good man he is. So your thoughts and comments and well wishes mean a lot to him and his family as well. So to kind of wrap this up, as I look at this thing, you know, I probably have a little bit of a different opinion than most fans, only because I think the Cardinals know they have to do something. I think they need to do something big. You know, I'm not quite sure what the answer is. I know what I think it should be, but you know, when it comes to a guy like a Manny Machado and a Bryce Harper, there will be no settling. There will be no backdoor deals. There will be no, I want to play with my buddy. It's going to come down to money. You know, I mean, yeah, I mean, when you're talking about $300 million, if it's $301 million versus $300, maybe. But, you know, I don't know that anybody's leaving a substantial amount of money on the table to not go play in a city. And it isn't like we're asking them to come play, you know, in Cincinnati. And no disrespect to the Reds fans. Or we're not asking them to come to Miami. We're not asking, you know, not that Miami's a bad city, but or Tampa Bay. I'm talking about we do have a history. We do have a tradition. We do have some young players that can play and a few guys that are not so young that can play. And an addition of a couple of guys makes this team a whole lot better. So we do have some things going for us. You know, if you want to keep some of your young players, if you like them, I mean, you got to get back to winning again. That's what keeps people here. You know, I know the fans like to believe it's the standing ovations, and I think it's part of it. I think it's just like the cherry on top. It's not the substance of why guys stay here. It's just not. It's a great place to play baseball if you're getting paid. I promise you that. But any place is a great place to pay if you're going to make a whole bunch of money. And that's been proven time and time again in free agency. And what I do think is interesting about it is guys leave places and go other places, and it doesn't work out. And you've got to think other guys see this and go, man, I've got it awful good where I'm at. Do I really want to do that? But they all think they're different, and they all think it's going to be different, right? It's a sales pitch. And they sell themselves because ultimately it's about money. You know, I know for a fact Albert Pujols, a few years after he left, had told people, you know, I wish I should have never left. Or you can't do anything about it after the fact. You know, regardless of what was really offered, not offered, doesn't matter. I'm, you know, when it's real easy semantically to talk about something after the fact and say, man, it just hasn't been what I thought it would be here. You know, there's so many guys, I'm sure, that say that. But man, when it's your time to be a free agent and it's your one time in your life to really cash in, somebody offers you a bunch of money, tells you how much they want you, the fan base is excited, the players on the team are excited, they start selling you. You know, they just don't sell you on, listen, you don't sit down in one of these things and they say, hey, we're going to offer you, you know, we'd like to offer you 5 years, $100 million. And they go, okay, that sounds like a lot of money. You know, they sit down and they go, listen, here's what we're going to do. We're going to bring you in. Here's who we have. Here's who we see. These guys care about that to some degree. Sure they do. I think there's some players out there that care more than others. Sure. You know, if Josh Donaldson has multiple options, you think he's not curious what the St. Louis, you know, the St. Louis Cardinals haven't been in the playoffs for 3 years. You think that if Milwaukee was interested in him and the St. Louis Cardinals were interested in him, he's not sitting here going, man, you know, I've only got a few years left here. Who's got a better chance of making it in the playoffs? The Cardinals would have to sell Donaldson on, well, we're not just going to add you. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. We're going to do this. I mean, if you don't think that, I don't know what world you're living in. You know, Josh Donaldson's going to get what he gets. It's not going to be Stanton-ish. It's not going to be Machado-ish. Nobody's probably going to overpay a bunch of money for Donaldson. The person that gets Donaldson will probably give him a little bit more money, and probably the guy that gets Donaldson is going to be the one that gives him the extra year. I don't know for sure what the market is for Josh Donaldson. I know a lot of people believe it. Oh, he's getting a two-year deal. He's not getting better than a two-year deal. Well, I think he's going to get a three-year deal. And ultimately, my heart of hearts tells me that would tell me that the team he signs with gives him the fourth year. But I might be wrong. Maybe the market's really out there going, look, man, you've had a lot of problems the last 2 years. You know, we're willing to give you a little bit more. We're willing to give you 2 years, $50 million. We'll give you $25 million a year for 2 years. We'll give you 2 years and $50 million. You know, if the market's 2 years and they want to give him more money to sign because they don't want to be committed to him, somebody then will give him a third year. You know? It just happens. And then, man, if the whole market caves on him like it did for, look at Greg Holland last year. The whole market completely caved on him. He couldn't get a multiple-year deal from anybody, and he waited till the last minute. So then once it was pretty obvious nobody was going to give him a two- or three-year deal, well, then he said, okay, I'll take a one-year deal, but I want to make money, which he did, and I'm going to go to a team that needs a closer that I can go, and I'm supposed to go be the guy, which will then result in me making a bunch of money on the next contract when I go show that I'm for real. So, you know, that's how this free agency thing, in my opinion, is gonna play out in the end with all these guys. But the Cardinals are going to have a plan in place to get better. And, that there's movable parts in that. Whether you like the fact that Matt Carpenter can play first or third, which I know a lot of us don't like that idea, but the fact that they can do that, okay, the fact that they can do it, it's gonna play a role in this. Don't think it won't, because it will. You've got to be somewhat flexible. So we'll see what happens. Like I said, I don't have all the answers because I'm not in their closed door meetings. But there's just too much here that screams of, I think they are realistically in. Doesn't mean it's going to happen, but we'll see. Like I said, their track record speaks for itself. So any doubt, whether it be myself or any co-host here or the listeners themselves, any doubt is warranted because they brought it on themselves. It's not anybody's fault if they doubt the St. Louis Cardinals would really spend any money. They brought that on themselves. At the end, I don't think they care. They could care less that there's, like, this doesn't hurt their feelings that people are doubting them and calling them cheap. I mean, I know we spend a lot of time on social media saying this and saying that. That they don't care about that. They're going to do what they do. And mind you, if they sign Bryce Harper or Manny Machado, it's not because we got on Facebook and whined and bitched and moaned. And, oh, well, they were finally listening to the fans. Well, they listened to you when you quit showing up for games. They became concerned when they were actually in the playoffs, and they played some meaningful games in September, and people didn't show up. They cared when you went over to Ballpark Village and you could actually walk up and get a beer, and you didn't have to wait 10 minutes to get one. That's when they start caring. You know, when they do the closeout every night. And the managers sit down and they calculate all the running totals and they do the deposits and the P&L statements start coming in and they go, huh, concessions are down. That's when they care. Now, people say, they don't care, Jim. They're making a ton of money. Sure they are. Sure they are. I could, you know what? If the Atlanta Braves are making $100 million, how much does that mean the St. Louis Cardinals are making? $200 million? Is $200 million a lot of money? I don't know. When you heard that the Atlanta Braves made $100 million, what does that mean? Do they have subsidiary companies that are also making money? If the Cardinals were to show you their books, does that include Ballpark Village, or is that a separate venture? How does it all relate? Like, that's why this stuff is all, in my opinion, it's all comical at best. But if somebody has a report that the Atlanta Braves themselves made $100 million, and they sell less tickets. They didn't have the big contract that the Cardinals had with their television affiliate. Well, that tells you the St. Louis Cardinals are making a whole bunch of money, right? And people say, well, that's why they don't care, Jim. Ultimately, it's peanuts. Is it? Show me a rich person. I'd love to know it. I know a few, okay? I've asked them all that make a lot of money. Now, these are people. If you made $30 million last year, and then all of a sudden, and that's a lot of, let's face it, that's a lot of money to me and you. I would hope it'd be a lot of money to you. It's a whole lot of money to me. But then the next year you only made 25. Are you going, I still made 25. And to a man, every one of them are going to go, I'm curious. I want to know, number one, why I didn't make $31 million. And two, I promise you, I could show you that we budgeted and we were probably slated to make about $40 million. So if I only made 25, that means I made $15 million less than what I budgeted. Everybody puts together a budget every year. Okay, so if the St. Louis Cardinals, let's say they make $150 million off of this, 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 and this every year. And the year before they made $140 million and they project to make $150 million. If less people show up and they make $135 million, they're concerned. You bet your ass they're concerned. And if you think they're not, then that's why, I hate to say this, but that's why you aren't the one making $135 million. I know these are numbers that we can't understand, okay, but there's a lot of moving parts that goes into this. As a human being, if you made $50,000 last year and you made $49,000 this year, you better pay attention to what's going on. I can't make it any plainer. If they didn't care about making more money, why would they spend the money on Ballpark Village? If they really truly believe that $3 million are going to come in no matter what they do, why do they sign guys? Why do they trade for Ozuna? Why do they do these things if they think people are just going to blindly show up? Why did they give Dexter Fowler a 5-year, $15 million a year deal? Why? If fans were just going to show up, why did they spend what is going to ultimately be awful money on Dexter Fowler? Why? Because they know they got to put it, because they're trying to put a decent product on the field, because they know they have to do that to maintain where they're at and improve. Why did they give Greg Holland $14 million? Why? So they get it. They know they have to spend money. Like all business people, it's the term. See, I'm telling you, it's not the amount per year. It's the term that bothers them. It's a term that bothers all of them. I bet you they could have got Greg Holland after all the dust had settled. They could have got him on a 2 or 3 year deal at less money per year, but they didn't want to be committed to him that long. The team that probably signs Josh Donaldson will probably give him more money for shorter years, unless the market dictates that he can get it. So we'll see what happens. But they're all that way. They don't want to have these long-term. And listen, we've seen it. We're dealing with it right now with Dexter Fowler. We're dealing with it right now. Every team's out there dealing with it. So we'll see what happens. I don't know. It's an interesting thing. I do find it interesting because the Cardinals have needs. There's players out there to fill these needs, but ultimately there's no guarantee. There is never any guarantees. You know, what's funny is somebody had shared something about Albert Pujols, one of his seasons, and it's like, Jesus, you look back on that and you think, talk about guarantees. Well, you just knew what he was going to do every year. Well, wouldn't that be nice? Wouldn't it be nice? Well, we'll see what happens. I don't know. I'd like to believe that. Want to thank everybody for joining us here at Two Birds on a Bat. Benji Molina, of course, on the m4byyachty.com hotline, and our thoughts and prayers are obviously with him and his family. And we thank you and our listeners for all making him feel very appreciated and throwing your support to his family's side as well with all this stuff going on with his daughter. So special thanks to all of you and what great fans and listeners you are, for sure. One last time, check us out, twobirdsonabat.com. Subscribe to the show. Do your shopping at Amazon through there. You just click the Amazon banner. It takes care of Brian Crock and Andrew Allen, our wonderful producers. Find us on Twitter, at Birds on a Bat Show. If you follow us and you're a Cardinal fan, we're going to follow you back. Our big ask is always Facebook. Go to Facebook, type in Two Birds on a Bat. Like our page. If you'd click invite your friends, that'd mean a lot to us, and invite them. We just would like to get more and more people involved in these conversations. On non-holiday weeks, typically we have the show with Benji Mondays and Thursdays. We do Bowl Ties and Bullshits on Wednesdays. Those shows are all typically out and posted and pinned by 5 o'clock. If you guys on those days could like that post, throw a quick comment on it, and share it, you're eligible for the prizes that we've been giving out through the off season, and of course, it just helps us and gets more people involved, and it becomes more prominent. So, thank you to those that are doing that, and to those that would begin, we'd really appreciate it. You can find us on Instagram, Two Birds on a Bat Show. Love to have you there. To our partners, means so much to us. Adam's Smokehouse on Watson Road. You heard us mention earlier. Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Thursdays, open till 7. Get in there and try some barbecue today. It's tremendous. The holiday season's here. Their catering is awesome. You won't be disappointed if you let them cater your event. And, of course, they do now deliver. You can call in and find out. Gators Baseball Academy, GatorsBaseballAcademy.com to learn more. But they're located in Missouri, of course, but now they're also located in Illinois. You know, my son's been attending some of their camps and some of their classes. It's awesome stuff. Their trainers do a tremendous job. The people that they have in place really, really show you that they take their four-pillar system very seriously. That's GatorsBaseballAcademy.com. You know, Randy Green, thank you. I can't thank you enough for being the lead guy here on the show when it comes to sponsors and advertisers. You do a great service for us to help us keep the show on the air. I'd really like to ask you guys out there, if you have needs, whether they be residential, commercial, or industrial, if it involves construction, heating and cooling, electric, and now plumbing, he is your man. 35 years experience, second-generation craftsman. Again, shakes your hand, looks you in the eye, you can count on it getting done. That's Randy Green, InnovativeCompanies.com. To all of our Facebook partners out there, thank you for your continued support. Nate McHenry, RallySquirrel.com, the originally Rally Squirrel Club. It's been there for a long time. Great stuff. Chris Lawless, Gino, Kratt, you know, let me tell you, Ron, this crew over at Cardinals 24/7 have got it going on. They are not messing around. Get over there and check it out. You guys are going to enjoy it. They're growing every day, and they're doing some amazing things. Just very happy to be associated with those guys at all and what they do. Mick Light, Art City Media, thank you for your support. Two of my favorite groups. Vicky and Linda run a tremendous groups with fans of Yadier Molina, and I am a Cardinal fan. Yes, I am. STL Cardinals, Cardinals haters. St. Louis Cardinals crew is one of my favorite. The Cardinal Freak, always spending our, always, you know, sharing our stuff, helping us out. It means a lot to us. St. Louis Baseball Cardinals Nation. There's a lot of great groups out there, folks. If you want to be part of them, make sure you get on Facebook and search around and find those today. For all of us here at Two Birds on a Bat, let's go Birds!
This podcast was a presentation of LightUpMedia.fm.